97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Cowboy. Cowboy.
Well, I'm packing up my game and I'ma head out west where real women come equipped with scripts and fake press.
It is Second Amendment Radio in the great outdoors. My name is Bo Matthews. Mark Cox is abroad. He is overseas.
You said abroad during the Kid Rock song.
That's Carl Middleman, our executive producer and fellow co-host of this show this week, because Mark is out.
Pew, pew.
And we've got a big show planned for you. We're going to talk to Jesse at Razorback, because a lot of people have seen the video of Kid Rock that's gone viral. And I was more intrigued about the firearm that he was using, because it was absolutely an automatic firearm. And I'm like, okay, a lot of people are making comments on social media about this. Where did he get that? What's he doing with that? Well, he's Kid Rock. He's a rock star. So I guess, you know.
And there were two of them, and you couldn't see the other one.
You couldn't see the other what?
There were two weapons in that video, because you saw the tracers coming from the other side.
Well, I did not.
I watch it again, and you'll see that there are two weapons in that video.
That are firing.
Correct.
Oh, look at you breaking down the video.
Uh-huh.
Forward and then back, and then forward and then back.
Back and to the
JFK
left.
Style.
Back.
Yeah, there you
go.
So we're gonna talk about that particular firearm, because you can legally own them in America, but there are some certain rules. So we're gonna talk to Jesse about that, and we're also gonna talk to Rich Wright. He is from Mantis X. Which I'm a huge fan of. I love the system. It's an app on your phone. You connect a laser sensor to your firearm, and you can practice all day long, every day, and never waste one bullet. And you can still improve your shooting by a lot. So we're going to find out what's going on with Mantis X. Carl, for the record, have you been into yours yet?
I had a family issues last week, Bo, so... People actually had it out and were looking at it and said, we need to get this working. And so now, besides you and Mark, there is pressure from the family. So
okay. Well, I know that the rule was, your wife said the rule was you can't do it until the Christmas decorations come down. And that was the first hiccup.
Yes.
But Christmas decorations, I hope, are down now.
They are now down. So
we're looking
to make time. How long did it take you to set it up?
10 minutes.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, not even really. And I'll walk you through it. There's a couple of things that probably you need help in unboxing, but I can walk you through that. It's really easy. So it is Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors, and we're going to be heavy talking about firearms, automatic firearms, on this show. And we're also going to talk Mantis X about, you know, shooting and improving your skills. So we do need to have an outdoor element, and so I rely on a good friend of mine for many, many years, Brian from Stream Adventures. I've been on a private guided fishing trip with him before, and he doesn't do a lot of them, but man, if you can nail him down, he's the guy. So Brian, welcome back, because he's been on the show a few times. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors. How are you, buddy?
Oh, doing good. How you doing?
I'm good. Have you drowned any worms, as they say?
Well, I use primarily artificial baits, but yeah, I've been keeping my line wet.
Oh yeah, because you have your PETA card. That's right. Yeah, you don't want to abuse the worms. Tell me about stream fishing in Missouri. It's one of your favorite things to do.
Oh, may very well be my favorite thing, especially this time of the year, because there's just so much happening. If Mother Nature will cooperate and keep the streams usable at the moment. But you've got paddlefish season is open right now. You've got quite a few of the bass species are starting to spawn. The crappie are hungry. They're getting ready to spawn. There's just a lot going on.
But you're also a guy that fishes 12 months a year. I mean, when time allows, not even weather concerning, time allows, you get in the water January, December. You're in there all the time because we have the great weather that allows that. What are you looking forward to this year? Do the storms affect other than the level of the water, does it affect what's going on underneath the water surface?
Oh, certainly. Well, you know, when you have the lightning and stuff that we've had over the last, and we've been getting this pattern where something comes in every week, and it, you know, may be high winds, it may be the lightning and the thunder, and that'll affect the fishing, you know, for quite a few hours afterwards. And then certainly the change in water color and flow changes how difficult it is to actually keep your bait in front of a fish.
Right.
But as that water warms up, it's not as big of a factor. But while that water was cold this winter, you know, that really made things tougher when we would have those rainstorms that we had. But still worth getting out there.
Now, you've got several different vessels that you float on. And again, we want to bring up the level of the water can be dangerous for people in boats or kayaks or whatever. You have several vessels that you fish from. Do you ever just, like, drive by and just stand on the bank and fish, or are you always in a vessel?
Well, yeah, and I'll tell you, one of my favorite things to do is throw on some waders and actually get in the water. And
there you go.
When you have the weather like we've had where you get the high water, the further upstream you go, the faster that water goes down, the faster the water clears up. So, you know, we're supposed to have some weather this evening and into tomorrow. By Sunday, the upper reaches of the big river or some of the creeks will be very wadeable. And those fish are still hungry. Those fish still have to do their thing. And then you wait a few days and all that water makes its way downstream and then clears up. And, you know, we've got 3 or 4 days of good water until the next storm comes in.
Right.
So if you can kind of follow that cycle, you can really, really do well.
And as far as people that, you know, in the last few years during the shutdowns and all that stuff, a lot of people got into fishing, got into hunting, getting more outdoor stuff. Do you find that the streams around the area that you fish, are they really a lot busier? Is that another challenge for you?
That's been a challenge. A few years ago, you know, especially in the winter, a few years ago, I had the streams to myself because most people don't like, you know, don't go out and fish in the cold. And it was pretty rare for me to be on the waters this winter and not see another person out there, which is fine. You know, there's plenty to go around. And most people are very courteous around other boaters and fishermen. So there's kind of an unwritten code amongst fisher people. You know, we're all in it for the same thing. We're all conservationists. We just want to have a good time and take advantage of what Mother Nature gave us.
Brian, what is your Amen drink of choice when you're out there on the river?
Oh boy. Oh, this is going to be good.
Well, mostly water. Some of it contains barley and hops.
Understood.
No particular brand you want to align with today? Because the narrative could change, buddy. You better be careful.
Whatever's free.
Well, that doesn't hurt. You know, on the water, especially when you're on the streams and you know, you do want to be mindful of making sure that you're completely lucid and cognitive. Sometimes you want to stay in the boat.
My fishing as a kid with my dad was very similar to Bill Engvall's story. They'd load up the boat. He'd have a whole cooler of beer and one Coke for me. It's like, oh, man.
Well,
anyway,
so now
well,
if you were like, if yours was like mine, it wasn't a big deal to get dad to give you a sip of the beer.
I was never a fan. But anyway, all right. Well, hey, man, thanks so much for jumping on here for the outdoors portion of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. It's always cool to hear your stories. And people, you know, when people think of a guided fishing tour, they think of, you know, going to Florida or Alabama and going offshore fishing. But your company, Stream Adventures, actually will host people, and you can get in the kayaks or the boats or whatever, and you'll take them, right?
Oh yeah, and no matter what the skill level or the target species, generally we're targeting smallmouth and largemouth bass.
Sure.
But if somebody wants to throw the waders on and fly fish for smallmouth, we've got those capabilities. I've got the inflatable pontoon boats that are just a blast to fish out of. and everybody's awesome. In their own individual boat, or we've got some canoes, and the jet boat is the most common. A lot of people like the boat ride, and it's not as much work. You get in the boat, okay. And then I get you to the fishing spot, and hopefully we're on fish.
All right, but Brian, from Stream Adventures. We're running out of time, buddy, but thank you so much for joining us. What an awesome guest for the Great Outdoors portion of this program, Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors. We are going to talk to Jesse coming up from Razorback Armory and find out what the heck Kid Rock was shooting in that viral video. Stay right there.
Are you scared?
It is Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. I'm Bo Matthews, Mark Cox on vacation. And so I'm holding down the fort, and this segment is brought to you proudly by Razorback Armory. They are in De Pere, and they are your gun concierge. They can customize anything. They can get you the items that you want. If you have an AR you want to customize, they're the guys. If you want to go in and buy one, they've got them. They've already got some customized. But go in and meet Jesse and Brad and the crew, and you'll love them. Find out more in the address at RazorbackArmory.com. As a matter of fact, I've got Jesse from Razorback Armory on the line to help me do this show. How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you today?
I'm good, man. I'm good. The weather's breaking. The ranges are getting busier. Matter of fact, a buddy of mine just bought a house about a mile from a range, and he's like, "Oh man, I hear it all day long." I'm like, "Well, that's a good thing. That's Americans, getting sighted in."
Sound of the Second Amendment.
The sound of the Second Amendment. I like that. How are things going at the store? Are you busy?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we always stay really busy, but you can definitely tell it's spring. People are wanting to get out, do a little more shooting, kind of sight some stuff in maybe that they bought over the winter and didn't feel like doing it in the cold. So Trying to get them all hooked up.
Well, that's fantastic. And Rich Wright is also a guest on this program this week of Mantis X. And I don't know how well you know him, but since you connected me to him back, I guess it was November, and we had him on the show in December, he's kind of mm-hmm. become a fast friend. He's a former radio guy, so that kind of helped. But is he in your store very often? And how's the Mantis X selling out of you guys?
We do really well with the Mantis X. He's a five state rep. I mean, I know he covers a lot of territory. So if he gets in St. Louis area, he stops by, but at any time we need support or something, he's only a phone call away.
Yeah.
That product does really well for us.
There's a teaser. He texts me, I'm going to be able to reveal what's happening at Mantis X later this year. So anxious to hear what he's got to say about that. But one of the other reasons, Jesse, I wanted to call out, and talk to you was, the world has seen a video that obviously went viral with Kid Rock, who I'm a huge Kid Rock fan. I've seen him several times, probably more than any other concert. You've seen him, right?
Yes. Oh, yes, definitely.
He knows how to throw a party.
He does know how to throw a party.
Grandpa's feeling a little frisky today. Let me say something to all you and be as clear and concise as possible.
the video, of course, he talks about Anheuser-Busch or whatever, but not even talking about that. I wanted to talk to you about the firearm that he used to shoot up those cases of beer. Number one, I start seeing on social media, hey, what's he doing with an automatic weapon? Well, in this country, automatic weapons are legal, and Razorback Armory does sell them and secure them, right?
That is correct.
Tell me about the firearm that he had. Could you tell by the video?
So it was an HKM P5, very, very popular weapon. So the way you can purchase one of those, it has to be manufactured pre-May of 1986 and transferable. If it's on the Federal Register, it is a transferable NFA weapon, and we can get them to you. Now, the reason why everyone doesn't own them is the price. There's only so many of them.
Yeah.
The pool is small, and the price is high. That gun, I've sold a couple of them this last year, and they average around that $50,000 mark.
Whoa!
He's out there running HKM P5 like that. It runs about 50. Last one was 53,000. One prior to that, I think, was about 51. But they are investments. It's an investment you can use.
So you're saying any automatic firearm that's sold in this country has to be have been made before 1989?
86.
So 86. Oh, I'm sorry, 86.
So actually the date, May of 1986, when the rules changed, the laws changed. So if it was manufactured before that date and it was called what's called transferable, so it was made for the civilian marketplace or it's on forms that you can purchase it, we can get it to you. Huh. And there's all different stuff. There's full automatic 22s. There's, you know, your classics are your M16, your AK-47, your HK-MP5, your Uzi, Thompson's. And then there's a host of other odd weapons that some people aren't as familiar with. We can get most of the time. That's not something we keep in shop to sell because of how much it actually costs. You know, they don't move so often, but also exactly what you want. So usually what I end up doing is I broker those guns. I find out what you want, what your price point is,
sure.
And then we'll try to find something. If it matches up, great, and we'll bring it in.
Wow. I had no idea. So unless you're a rock, well, if you're not a rock star, what type of person is wanting to purchase something like that?
It runs the gamut.
Yeah.
I've got some of my really good firearm collectors that, you know, they've kind of dabbled in everything else collecting, and then they wanted to get into full auto.
Yeah.
I've got other guys that are like devil may care. I'm going to own a full automatic weapon. It's my right as an American. I can do it. And they saved the money up and they did it, you know, and it's all walks of life. I usually try to talk people out of it at first because of the cost. And then, you know, they're hard to acquire as far as you've got a lot of paperwork, a lot of setup, you know, and getting it done. And it's not something you buy and you're going to keep it for, you know, 10 minutes or a year and you're going to want to sell it.
Right.
It's a keeper. I usually tell people to go out like Battlefield Vegas, or there's some local shops that they don't have the selection you can get out in like Vegas or somewhere. You can rent these. And I tell them, go out there, rent the wall, you know, shoot as much as you want. If you still feel you need one, you want to put that, you know, 20 to 50, 60, 70,000. I mean, they go up. I mean, it gets crazy. Investment into something. And come back and talk to me, and we'll make it happen.
Is it any different than somebody wanting to buy, like a high performance car, or you know, a plane, or something like that? And that's probably the category of people that, you know, would maybe want to acquire something like this. Or if you're a Kid Rock, you mentioned what do you call it, Battlefield out in Vegas?
So there's a Battlefield Vegas is kind of right off the strip, if I remember correctly. I haven't been out there in a few years, but. They pick you up at your hotel. If you call them, they drive you over sometimes in a Humvee. You show up. It's an indoor range. So it's kind of like every indoor range here. The only difference is they rent. They have a wall full of different machine guns you can rent. So if you kind of want to shoot a bunch of different machine guns and you're already out in Vegas, it's a cool thing to add on to the trip.
Everything's available in Vegas. You know, I was out in Vegas several years ago, and I went to a place, I think it was just called the Gun Store, but it didn't sound cool like Battlefield Earth or something. It was just a gun store, and you could rent any of the firearms, and somebody said, oh, you got to rent a saw. In your memory, what is a saw? I think I remember, this is the only thing I know, is 600 rounds a minute?
Yeah, so it's a full, so basically a saw gunner, military deploys it. They run on belts. And actually, the crazy thing is you can actually stick a magazine in it, but it will go very, amazing. It'll last a few seconds. But they're belt fed, so really fun gun to run. They usually have them set up on like a tripod to have some blocking, so you can only shoot in a certain, you know, direction because they want to move on you if you're not used to them, but. Neat gun.
Wow. Okay. So it's unique that Kid Rock owns one, but of his category, private jet guy, it's probably not that big of a deal. It's just one of many, many probably.
That's kind of like a Tuesday for him, probably.
Yeah. Okay. You know, one thing that you've exposed me to and I'm really enthusiastic about is suppressors. Before we let you go, let's just talk about that and the process and what a suppressor can fit on and why you should do it. I mean, I talk about it all the time. Everybody thinks, oh, it's going to, you know, be hearing protection. That is one benefit from it. And you are the number one store in this area to get a suppressor for your firearm. Tell us the process.
Yeah, so we're one of the only concierge dealers in the region, really, here. There's only about five of us in the nation. So we do everything for you. Will you come in, we start have that conversation about what you want to suppress, You know, make sure that the weapons that you're wanting to suppress can host a suppressor.
Yeah.
It's going to meet expectation. Then we start talking about different manufacturers. So we hone it down to the suppressor. Once we do that, I'm going to do everything for you as far as account setup, walking you through the process, getting your photograph taken, capturing all of your fingerprints, you know, making sure that your accounts are all up to date and everything is correct in them. So our first submission will be the submission and we're going to get you through. And, you know, kind of taking the time to make sure all that's right, but then answer all the questions during it. A lot of people try to make it a spooky process. We try to make it as informative and easy as possible to get you what you want. And obviously, once we get everything submitted on e-files, like right now today, we're looking at about a 280-day turn time.
My goodness.
For the suppressors through the federal government. But the sooner we get you in, the sooner we get you out.
And you can pick out the one you want. You've got what calibers? I mean, I got the 22, which I'm thrilled with. You can suppress what?
I can pretty much do everything from a 22 all the way up to a 50 BMG. The most common stuff is a 22 for like a rimfire setup, 9mm 45 in your centerfire pistol, and then from 5.56 up to 30 caliber. So there's two different, you know, basically your 5.56 and or your 30 caliber and direct threat are QD or quick attach. And then we've got a lot of stuff now that's coming out in 338 because they're a lot more mainstream.
Yeah.
So we'll kind of bump up to that in our regular, I would say your regular calibers, your standard calibers. And then we also do some other ones that are proprietary or integral setups for specific calibers on different weapons. But your standard everyday, you know, kind of, I want to suppress this and then you can move it to different things. Those are your basic calibers. And we keep a good cross selection of that in stock.
Yeah.
Also anything that's on Silencer Shop's website, I have direct access to. We also have direct access to a lot of vendors that can't be sold directly on Silencer Shop, but we have contracts with them, so we can sell those also.
Okay. All right. Get into Razorback Armory and DePere just off 270 on Manchester Road. Jesse, always good to catch up with you. Thanks for your support of this show, Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors, and I'll be in soon. We'll talk.
Sounds great. You guys have a great afternoon.
Thank you, brother. Keep arming America.
All right. We'll see you.
And again, you can find Razorback Armory online at razorbackarmory.com. To get their address, just go to your Google Maps and say, Siri, take me to Razorback Armory, and it'll do it right there in DePere. All right, stick around. Coming up, we're going to talk to the representative from Mantis X, which, by the way, Razorback Armory, we just mentioned, does sell that product. We're going to find out more about the product, talk about my experience with it, and how it can improve your shooting without wasting ammo. It's coming up next on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Stay right there.
Living my life in a slow hell. Different girl every night at the hotel. I ain't seen the sunshine in 3 damn days.
It is Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors while Mark Cox is out traveling the world. I travel vicariously through his travels, so I'm holding down the fort myself on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. But I wanted to revisit Mantis X. Now, who's become kind of a pretty fast friend of mine is Rich Wright. He is, what is your title with Mantis X? You are the sales guru extraordinaire, right?
I like that one. I'm going to put that one on my business card.
Well,
but currently it says territory manager. It's not as prestigious as you just made me sound. So thank you. I appreciate that.
But you are the number one salesperson in Mantis X business, right?
I am. Yes.
That's fantastic. And we almost had a chance to break bread. You were nearby, but it just missed out. You've been making stops at different gun dealers around the area, telling us all about the good stuff of what Mantis X can do by improving your shooting, by saving on ammo. And I can attest to that. Now, Mark Cox has experienced the app himself and has done some shooting, but I think I'm definitely leading the charge on this. Carl Middleman, our executive producer, ain't done nothing with it. His wife won't let him. I don't know what it is. He had to get Christmas down or something like that, Rich. I don't know what kind of excuses you get, but there is no excuse when you want to be a better shooter. So how are things since we spoke at Christmas time? How's things with Mantis X now?
Fantastic. Sales are up. We're getting more units in people's hands. They're training. We just left the NRA show, and we had a lot of females come by the booth and buy it because they're seeing the benefit. And a lot of the lady shooters are kind of feeling a little left out because it's more of a male-dominated sport. But it was great to see it. I talked to a lot of the female shooters that were coming on with our product line. They just were absorbing the data you can get from our software and our smart sensor.
It is truly amazing. And really, within the first session that I used the Mantis X on my firearm, I was using a 9mm, and I went from like a 74 rating to an 85 rating within 20 minutes. And it says it on your website that you can improve with each shot. And that's because the Mantis X software will tell you how to or what to do to prevent, too much finger on the trigger or anticipating the recoil. So, the gun would dip down at the target. Let's go back to square one for Mantis X for anybody that's investigated this. Let's talk about how to set it up easily, because you can get different systems. You can do, get one for your AR, the Blackbeard. You can get something for just your pistol you want to practice with. And the whole thing is about muscle memory with your firearm. But talk about setting it up. Comes, out of the box. Just explain how that works with your product.
Well, you take it out of the box. You slide it on your pick rail. If you don't have a pick rail, our X10 Elite ships with a universal mag rail adapter in the box. You would bring up your software on either your Android device or your iOS device. Make sure your Bluetooth is connected. That's a big thing. We get a lot of people calling and say, I can't connect. And our first thing is, did you turn on Bluetooth?
Right.
No. So make sure Bluetooth is on. Turn on the power button and hit connect. And it connects within 2 seconds. It may ask you to calibrate the sensor. And all you do is lay it down on the table flat. With no movement, and it'll calibrate within 2 seconds. And you're ready to pick one of our drills and start becoming one of those 94% of the people who become better shooters in 20 minutes.
Some people go to the basement to play their video games. Well, this is a video system that's just going to help you improve your shooting when you do go to the range, or God forbid you're going to need it in a defense situation. The muscle memory is amazing, though. I think about it even when I'm not working with the Mantis X. I think about how comfortable, because like literally in since I've received the system, I'm at about 500 shots. Now, if you were to divide that into ammo at the range, 500 rounds would be an immense cost. Number one, you'd have to clean the weapon so many times in between the firing of that much ammo. But again, the muscle memory is fantastic, and that's what I really think I'm appreciating more about Mantis X than ever before.
Well, think about the time that you're spending at the range, the money for the range as well.
And
you're talking about muscle memory. One of the things that people don't realize with our system is if you look at our daily challenges in the app, that is a drill or a challenge that is set up to get you out of your standard regime.
Sure.
And most people just go to the range and they just start plinking and popping off shots. Okay. So with the daily challenge, we all have a cell phone. We all have keys to get in our car. Those are some of the most vulnerable times to have an incident, a feces hit the rotary oscillator, moment. And what are you going to do with your cell phone when that moment possibly comes?
Right.
Well, most people, because of your muscle memory and your second nature, are probably going to hesitate and try and put their phone away. Well, our daily challenges help to reprogram that muscle memory and say, hey, look, it's okay to drop your phone and draw your weapon and things of that sort. So there's a whole bunch more advantages that people don't realize with our system.
Rich Wright is our guest on Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors, talking about Mantis X. It's a product you can pick up at Razorback Armory, who is a partner of mine in arming America and doing it right. I will say that the coolest thing to me is the way the app will track the movement of your handgun barrel during the trigger pull, and it gives you that muscle memory I'm talking about. But what I do like about the daily challenges is it gives you scenarios that are way different, like shooting with your less dominant hand, shooting to the side, laying on the ground. Actually, I mean, we've all seen movies, right? Tom Cruise lays on his belly and shoots. It gives you all these different types of scenarios. So I don't know, in the laboratory at Mantis X, I don't know how you guys are coming up with these cool different daily challenges, but it does make you think when the feces hits the oscillating machine that you talk about.
The rotary oscillator.
I'm sorry. There you go. That's it.
That's all good. So what we do is a lot of ours are done with feedback from professional shooters. So I don't know if you guys know this, but we have Jerry and Lena Michalek as influencers for us. We have some of the very large names in the gun industry. Michelle Viscuzzi. We've got Eric Iggy Keys from Top Shot Season 4. We've got a whole bunch of people, including SEALs, Rangers, and things of that sort also, that use our system. And they give us feedback on what they'd like to see. And then we make it happen. And another cool thing with Mantis is we're always evolving. And we always have new stuff coming out.
Yeah.
And since I'm on this show and I like the Second Amendment radio show, if you would allow me to, I'd like to give you an exclusive sneak peek of a new product that we are coming out with.
Rich, I do want you to do that. I'm going to have you wait just 10 seconds so I can explain real quickly today's challenge. At the timing of the recording of this conversation, today's daily challenge is called Peg Leg. And that means, and just think, you don't know what kind of scenario you're going to be in the real world, but Peg Leg is where you stand on one foot while you shoot 10 shots, and then it records your accuracy. That's just, to me, I'm just looking at the app right now. Who would think of going to the range and standing on one foot and trying to shoot, or shooting with your less dominant hand, or whatever the scenario is? That's what's awesome about this. But we do have a treat, the breaking news, because Mantis X is evolving as time is going on and more knowledge is coming into them. Rich, the floor is yours. Tell us what Mantis X is about ready to do.
So we have partnered with Steiner Optics, and Steiner Optics has created a new Mantis X10. We now call it the Tor X. It is not available just yet. We are taking pre-orders on it, so they can go to Razorback Armory and pre-order one.
Oh, nice.
And they'll call us, and we'll place the order for them. The new Mantis X will have Steiner branding on it. You can also reach out to Steiner and place pre-orders as well. And it will have a built-in laser, and it will have the X10 built into it. Now, the form factor of this thing, I sent you a picture of it just now via your text message. So take a look at it.
Yeah, yeah.
The form factor is absolutely gorgeous.
So what's going to be different about this? Because you're saying you partnered with an optics group, and was it because Spiner was a huge fan of what Mantis X was doing? Is that how it came together?
That was one of them. The other one is we wanted to partner with someone who has a good name in the industry as well, and had quality products.
Yeah.
And so they have they currently have one of the best laser flashlight combos on the market. And so we wanted to take that technology and add our X10 into it. Because we've had...
Living my life in a slow hell. Different girl every night at the hotel. I ain't seen the sunshine in 3 damn days.
It is Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. While Mark Cox is out traveling the world, I travel vicariously through his travels. So I'm holding down the fort myself on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. But I wanted to revisit Mantis X. Now, a guy who's become kind of a pretty fast friend of mine is Rich Wright. He is, I don't know, what is your title with Mantis X? You are the sales guru extraordinaire, right?
I like that one. I'm going to put that one on my business card.
Well,
but currently it says territory manager. It's not as prestigious as you just made me sound. So thank you. I appreciate that.
But you are the number one salesperson in Mantis X business, right?
I am. Yeah.
That's fantastic. And we almost had a chance to break bread. You were nearby, but it just missed out. You've been making stops at different gun dealers around the area, telling us all about the good stuff of what Mantis X can do by improving your shooting, by saving on ammo. And I can attest to that. Now, Mark Cox has experienced the app himself and has done some shooting, but I think I'm definitely leading the charge on this. Carl Middleman, our executive producer, ain't done nothing with it. His wife won't let him. I don't know what it is. He had to get Christmas down or something like that, Rich. I don't know what kind of excuses you get, but there is no excuse when you want to be a better shooter. So how are things since we spoke at Christmas time? How's things with Mantis X now?
Fantastic. Sales are up. We're getting more units in people's hands. They're training. We just left the NRA show, and we had a lot of females come by the booth and buy it because they're seeing the benefit. And a lot of the lady shooters are kind of feeling a little left out because it's more of a male dominated sport, but it was great to see it. I talked to a lot of the female shooters that were coming on with our product line. They just were absorbing the data you can get from our software and our smart sensor.
It is truly amazing. And really, within the first session that I used the Mantis X on my firearm, I was using a 9mm, and I went from like a 74 rating to an 85 rating within 20 minutes. And it says it on your website that you can improve with each shot. And that's because the Mantis X software will tell you how to or what to do to prevent, too much finger on the trigger or anticipating the recoil. So, you know, the gun would dip down at the target. Let's go back to square one for Mantis X. For anybody that's investigated this, let's talk about how to set it up easily, because you can get different systems. You can do, get one for your AR, the Blackbeard. You can get something for just your pistol you want to practice with. And the whole thing is about muscle memory with your firearm. But talk about setting it up. Comes, out of the box. Just explain how that works with your product.
Well, you take it out of the box. You slide it on your pick rail. If you don't have a pick rail, our X10 Elite ships with a universal mag rail adapter in the box. You would bring up your software on either your Android device or your iOS device. Make sure your Bluetooth is connected. That's a big thing. We get a lot of people calling and say, I can't connect. And our first thing is, did you turn on Bluetooth?
Right.
No. So make sure Bluetooth is on. Turn on the power button and hit connect. And it connects within 2 seconds. It may ask you to calibrate the sensor. And all you do is lay it down on the table, flat, with no movement, and it'll calibrate within 2 seconds. And you're ready to pick one of our drills and start becoming one of those 94% of the people who become better shooters in 20 minutes.
You know, some people go to the basement to play their video games. Well, this is a video system that's just going to help you improve your shooting when you do go to the range, or, God forbid, you're going to need it in a defense situation. The muscle memory is amazing, though. I think about it even when I'm not working with the Mantis X. I think about how comfortable, because, like, literally, since I've received the system, I'm at about 500 shots. Now, if you were to divide that into ammo at the range, 500 rounds would be an immense cost. Number one, you'd have to clean the weapon so many times in between the firing of that much ammo. But again, the muscle memory is fantastic, and that's what I really think I'm appreciating more about Mantis X than ever before.
Well, think about the time that you're spending at the range, the money for the range as well.
Yeah.
And And you're talking about muscle memory. One of the things that people don't realize with our system is if you look at our daily challenges in the app, that is a challenge that is set up to get you out of your standard regime.
Sure.
And most people just go to the range and they just start plinking and popping off shots. Okay. So with the daily challenge, we all have a cell phone. We all have keys to get in our car. Those are some of the most vulnerable times to have an, you know, feces hit the rotary oscillator, you know, moment. And what are you going to do with your cell phone when that moment possibly comes?
Right.
Well, most people, because of your muscle memory and your second nature, are probably going to hesitate and try and put their phone away. Well, our daily challenges help to reprogram that muscle memory and say, hey, look, you can, it's okay to drop your phone and draw your weapon and things of that sort. So there's a whole bunch more advantages that people don't realize with our system.
Rich Wright is our guest on Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors, talking about Mantis X. It's a product you can pick up at Razorback Armory, who is a partner of mine in arming America and doing it right. I will say that the coolest thing to me is the way the app will track the movement of your handgun barrel during the trigger pull, and it gives you that muscle memory I'm talking about. But what I do like about the daily challenges is it gives you scenarios that are way different, like a shooting with your less dominant hand, shooting to the side, laying on the ground. Actually, I mean, we've all seen movies, right? Tom Cruise lays on his belly and shoots. It gives you all these different types of scenarios. So I don't know, in the laboratory at Mantis X, I don't know how you guys are coming up with these cool different daily challenges, but it does make you think when the feces hits the oscillating machine that you talk about.
The rotary oscillator.
I'm sorry. There you go. That's
all good. So what we do is a lot of ours are done with feedback from professional shooters. So I don't know if you guys know this, but we have Jerry and Lena Michalek as influencers for us. We have some of the very large names in the gun industry. Michelle Viscuzzi. We've got Eric Iggy Keys from Top Shot Season 4. We've got a whole bunch of people, including SEALs, Rangers, and things of that sort also, that use our system, and they give us feedback on what they'd like to see, and then we make it happen. And another cool thing with Mantis is we're always evolving, and we always have new stuff coming out.
Yeah.
And since I'm on this show, and I like the Second Amendment radio show, if you would allow me to, I'd like to give you an exclusive sneak peek of a new product that we are coming out with.
Rich, I do want you to do that. I'm going to have you wait just 10 seconds so I can explain real quickly today's challenge. At the timing of the recording of this conversation, today's daily challenge is called Peg Leg. And that means, and just think, you don't know what kind of scenario you're going to be in the real world, but Peg Leg is where you stand on one foot while you shoot 10 shots, and then it records your accuracy. That's just, to me, I'm just looking at the app right now. Who would think of going to the range and standing on one foot and trying to shoot, or shooting with your less dominant hand, or whatever the scenario is? That's what's awesome about this. But we do have a treat, the breaking news, because Mantis X is evolving as time is going on and more knowledge is coming into them. Rich, the floor is yours. Tell us what Mantis X is about ready to do.
So we have partnered with Steiner Optics, and Steiner Optics has created a new Mantis X10. We now call it the Tor X. It is not available just yet. We are taking pre-orders on it, so they can go to Razorback Armory and pre-order one.
Oh, nice.
And they'll call us and we'll place the order for them. The new Mantis X will have Steiner branding on it. You can also reach out to Steiner and place pre-orders as well. And it will have a built-in laser, and it will have the X10 built into it. Now, the form factor of this thing, I sent you a picture of it just now via your text message. So take a look at it.
Yeah, yeah.
The form factor is absolutely gorgeous.
So what's going to be different about this? Because you're saying you partnered with an optics group, and was it because Spiner was a huge fan of what Mantis X was doing? Is that how it came together?
That was one of them. The other one is we wanted to partner with someone who has a good name in the industry as well, and had quality products.
Yeah.
And so they have they currently have one of the best laser flashlight combos on the market. And so we wanted to take that technology and add our X10 into it. So, because we've had a lot of customers asking about a point of reference or a laser that they can point on their target and just have a point of reference.
Right.
And so we've answered that call. We now have the Tor X, which includes a green laser and the state of art Mantis X10 built into it.
That's fantastic, man. That's so cool. How long have you been with the company?
I've been there 2 years.
Wow. And you shot to the top in the sales. That's awesome, man.
I shot to the top in sales the first 3 months I was there.
and why, I mean, it's not just a job. This is a passion of yours.
I can tell you right now, a lot of the customers think that when I go in there that I'm trying to just sell them the product. I'm not. I believe in the product. I use the product. I left a major gun manufacturer, Salesforce, to come to Mantis because I believed in the product.
Yeah.
I was on fire for the product. That's how I'm able to be so successful. I bring an awesome product to the table, and then you know, at Mantis, everybody is a part of the Mantis family. And I know a lot of companies say that and is lip service, but we were at an NRA show. Our CEO was on the floor selling product, talking to customers, interacting. We love our customers. We love our dealers. You know, we want everybody to be part of the family.
Well, I think there's so many benefits to it, especially with the price of ammo and the unavailability to actually get out to the range. If you get out to the range once a month, that's a gem. But you could sit down with Mantis X in your home on a daily or weekly basis and just get more time in, especially if you have different firearms. That's what's wonderful, because you can do it with long guns. You can do it with pistols, revolvers, semi-automatics. You can do it all with this. It's so thoughtful in how you guys have put the project or the product together. And now you're evolving into the new Mantis. What do you call it? Mantis 10? Mantis X? 10?
The Tor X.
Oh, sorry. That's it.
But that's only one of the products coming out this year. So just be watching, because you're going to see an influx of a lot of products from Mantis.
Well, I'm thrilled with it. I do have a question, because does everybody get multiple types of targets when they order the Academy?
Yes.
Okay. How does the firearm or the laser know which target you're using? Because I'll sometimes set up three of them. You know, one is the hostage one. One is just the regular bullseye target one. One's the one with a bunch of different spots around. How is it smart like that?
So if you look on our targets, and you're probably asking yourself, why do they have QR codes?
Yes.
Those QR codes have the embedded, software, firmware, talking, whatever the heck you want to call it. I'm not an IT guy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it has all the information in those barcodes to that target.
Wow.
So once the camera sees those QR codes and gets on it, then it's doing so much analytics before we even pull that trigger press. It's sending so much information and deciphering so much information that it knows where that hit is because of the QR code.
That's crazy. It's so crazy. But I really enjoy the product. It has made me a better shooter. I recently found out in the last 6 months that I'm left eye dominant, right arm dominant. So that's an issue. But with the help of some law enforcement people I know, they gave me a couple of ideas to help. I've been wasting ammo all my life until I'm, what do they say? I'm today years old when I realized I've been a horrible shot all my life. So get a bigger clip. Anyway, Rich Wright of Mantis X. I'll tell you what, if you're a gun store and you're listening to this show right now and you don't have Mantis X as a product on your shelves, you need to think about that. If you're somebody that's listening going, you know what, I think I need to get this for my family to all be better shooters. Where can we send them? Just to the website, right?
Well, they can go to our website or they can Google, find a Mantis X dealer.
Yeah.
And then they'll just type in a zip code and it'll tell them a dealer near them. And I would encourage them to do that, especially our premier dealers. Our premier dealers carry every product that we carry, and they also have demo units on hand that they can actually, a lot of them that arranges will actually let the customer come in and rent the sensor while on the range.
I like that.
They've got, if you can get into a store that has a leaderboard system in there, I'd encourage you to do that because you can compete with other people. There's just so much, but the best thing to do is go to our dealer locator, and find the nearest gun shop that has it near you. And before I go, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you a tip with your right eye or left eye dominance and your right hand.
I'm all ears.
Shoot with both eyes open. Just squint a little bit to get used to it. And you will find out that you will increase your accuracy, brother. With that said, thank you for having me.
Awesome.
I appreciate the invite.
I can't wait to get the system back up and going again. All right, Rich Wright, we'll talk soon, brother. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Have a good day, Bo.
Okay, Rich Wright of Mantis X, thank you so much for joining us and explaining and revealing what's about to come for Mantis X. It's a very cool technology. All right, thanks, Rich. All right, that's going to wrap it up for Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors this week. Good luck to Mark Cox and his travels home safely, and I thank you very much for listening to this program. Please share it with your friends. Let them know that we are talking about guns and the great outdoors right here on this radio station. I'm Bo Matthews. Have a great rest of your weekend. See you, boys.
I found your picture today. I swear I'll change my ways. I just called to say I love you. Come back home.
Get more at 971talk.com.